If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And we are here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then our program drops on your favorite podcast platform. Again, just look for us at Catholic Audio Media, all one word, unless you're on Spotify, Catholic Audio Media, and you'll find the Voice of St. Anthony Parish. Well, it is, of course, Friday, and all this week we've been discussing different issues that are appearing in the news in light of our faith, and that's one of the things I do, besides also the system of interviewing someone, and we'll be doing more of those as well. But an interesting thing has come up, and this has come up in various circles, and there's even some books about it, and that's the idea of using technology to create eternal life. And some of the billionaires that are in our country and other countries as well are looking to do that, so that they would always have eternal life. Now, one of the best series for philosophical contemplation was The Twilight Zone, the original Twilight Zone, with Rod Serling hosting it. And of course, he wrote many of the episodes. There were others who did. One of my favorite articles I wrote was Earl Hamner Jr. wrote some of those episodes, and later, of course, became the creator of The Waltons, based on his home experiences to some degree, if you read some of the literature. When we look at some of the more thoughtful pieces that we find from Rod Serling, he addresses this in many ways. He addresses it by people who essentially go into a form of, I guess you could call it either suspended animation or just sleeping, having a special way to sleep for 100 years or whatever the case may be. And what they always discovered is the world was not what they anticipated it to be. At the same time, you see a lot of dystopian ideas in Rod Serling's work. But one of the things that it's important to look at is, what would our future be if we decided to avail ourselves to technology and to give ourselves eternal life? Because the Lord promises us eternal life on His terms, not eternal life on our terms, which is what technology would be. It would be eternal life on our terms. And we can look back to different ways in the Bible and in history, people have wanted to create that reality, and either it failed or the Lord teaches us that's not where you want to go. Of course, the Tower of Babel is the best example from the Bible, where the humans at the time wanted to glorify themselves by building this great tower. And that was, of course, the Tower of Babel. And according to Genesis, that's where a lot of language came from, that people were forced to speak another language so that we would never unite again. And then, of course, we look at Pentecost coming up soon, is the opposite of the Tower of Babel, and that brings us into unity, but unity in Christ. And then, of course, we know that, Ponce de Leon was looking for the Fountain of Youth, again, looking for a form of eternal life. So that whole concept of seeking eternal life has had a biblical connection and has had a technological connection of one form or another. And, of course, the latest technological connection is people literally trying to create a form of technology that would allow people to live forever. And the question is, would you want to do that? Now, the answer from my perspective is very simple. No, absolutely not. Why? Because I want to receive eternal life on God's terms and on no one else's terms. And for that reason, if you look at it, what is the greatest fear that people have according to the way our culture works? And the answer can be found in horror movies. What is the greatest fear that is demonstrated in a horror movie? Death. You see those, what was it, the Final Destination movies and The Omen and all the from the things that I grew up. And what was it that always was the result? It was death. And what is it that the Lord gives to us? Eternal life. So what would we fear in light of looking for eternal life? And the answer is nothing, because that's what we're seeking and that's what the Lord wants to give to us. Therefore, the fear of death is taken away. And even though I work in the funeral business, in a sense, because I do funerals, that's one of the things I always try to give people that hope of eternal life. And that's always something that I've always reflected on. I even spoke to a cardiologist one time, my former cardiologist, and he said to me, I want you to be healthy so you live to 90. And I said, you realize I'm in the eternal life business. I'm not expecting to live to 90. And my whole thing is I want to eventually be in heaven. So the longer you keep me healthy, I didn't say it this way. He was surprised enough of what I said. The longer you keep me healthy, the more time I am not in eternal life. And that's one of the ways that I look at things. So that's an important concept. We are here seeking to do the Lord's work as best we can. But at least in my own experience as a priest, my retirement is in heaven. That's what I'm seeking. So if you say, well, I want you to live 200 years, well, then I can't stop working for 200 years. we are a priest forever, technically I'll be working in heaven too, but do you understand what I'm saying? That's my retirement. So I have that very way of looking at things. I've even used this in funerals. So that whole concept of let's do what we can to live to eternal life, that's not what we are really hoping for as Catholics, if that eternal life is something that we as human beings create. A lot of times in funerals, especially if you have something like a grandmother or a grandfather died, and you have these younger people who are just so disappointed and they're crying and they're upset, I always tell the story, and granted, maybe I embellish it a bit, I use a little poetic license, but it's a story of Samuel, who was Saul's prophet, King Saul, the first king of Israel. And if you know the story, Samuel dies, and Saul had a bit of a difficult relationship with Samuel, but Samuel was his prophet. So Samuel dies, and there's a big battle coming up, and Saul wants to know what to do. He has no idea what to do, and he does something that's forbidden in Judaism and Christianity. He tells a psychic, who is the witch of Endor, to raise Samuel, and her reaction at first is like, you are the king. I can't do this. And his response is basically, yes, I am the king and you will do this. Because working with a psychic is forbidden in Judaism and Christianity. So what happens is she raises Samuel. And the first thing out of his mouth is, who raises me? And he was not happy at all. And then he sees that it was Samuel. Well, Saul, rather. So one of the reasons why I bring that up is I explain to the mourners there, especially the younger people, says, why wasn't he happy? And the answer was simple, because he was happy where he was. He did not want to come back. And you don't want to bring your loved one back, you want them to be where they are happier and where they are happy, actually. And so there will come a time that if you, you know, as you seek to follow Christ, you will encounter them in the kingdom, and that's where you want to do that. They don't want to come back, and you don't want them back because they are where they've been waiting to be for their entire life. That's one of the ways I teach that, especially to younger people. And that's the hope we have, that hope of eternal life. And in looking at that, we look at these people who are trying to use technology to create eternal life. That actually is what I believe hell truly is. Hell is not so much a place that God created so that there would be fire and brimstone and people suffering. And there was an exorcist who said that one of the demonic forces told him this, that the whole aspect of hell is something that they all created. And that's, hell is a place where, if you think of it, people have lost God. They can't have any more union with God, and they're all based on doing what they want in this whole world of narcissism. That would be a living hell, and that's actually what I think hell could very possibly be. That's not necessarily the church teaching. So, and the church doesn't give a very strong description of what hell is, but officially. So that's trying to seek eternal life on your own terms. And you know what the church is all about is seeking eternal life on God's terms. And that's what we're open to. We'll talk more on Monday. Have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.